Roland Hill, the great Bible teacher and preacher, illustrated the folly of sinners by the story of a butcher who was followed by the swine into the slaughterhouse. As pigs are not usually in the mind to go where they are wanted, it seemed a mystery how these animals were so eager to follow their executioner. But when it was seen that he was wisely carrying a bag of beans, with which he enticed the creatures onward, the riddle was solved at once. Unsuspicious of impending death, the hogs cared only for the passing gratification of their appetites, and thus hastened on to their own slaughter. And in the same manner, ungodly men follow the great enemy of souls down the broad road into the very jaws of eternal hell, because they merely follow their depraved passions and are pleased with the lust of the flesh and the pleasures of sin which the devil gives them by the handfuls on the road to eternal destruction. Alas, that there should be such a likeness between men and swine, ungodly men and filthy hogs. The joys of sin are so short and so unsatisfactory that they can never be thought of for a moment as a fitting inducement for a rational being to lose his immortal soul. It's just not worth it. Will a few hours' foolery, gambling, drinking, or wantonness compensate for eternal fire? Is the momentary indulgence of base passion worth the endurance of the flames which shall never be quenched? Oh, like the man in Luke 16, to moan and moan in vain for a single drop of water, to be tormented day and night by the never-dying worm that we read of in the Scripture. Oh, friend, to be shut up and to shut out from all hope for all eternity. May I ask you, friend of mine, what is it that you're participating in that makes the eternal agonies of hell worth it? Oh, if you would only realize that the burnings of hell, the judgment of God, the eternity for a Christ rejecter, is as real as the life you're living today. Would to God you'd turn from sin, you'd turn from the broad road that leads to the pit of hell, the road that leads to eternal destruction. Turn from your sin and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, the one who was the eternal Lamb of God, the one who was on the throne eternity past, and yet he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Follow not Satan like the swine followed the man to the slaughter, but rather turn from Satan, turn to Christ, believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. For as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to as many as would believe on his name. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Why not today, friend? Accept the Savior. Be born again, no longer like the swine, but be one of his sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and I give unto them eternal life. Take eternal life today. Be richer for it, today and through all eternity. And we ask it for your sake, in his name's sake.